About 500 years before Christ, there was a king, and his name was Ahab. He was an evil king according to God's standards. And he was married to his wife Jezebel, which was also an evil woman. She was an idolater, and she promoted Baal, worship to Baal. And what happened is one day this king Ahab woke up, and this is in 1 Kings chapter 21, if you want to look it up later, but I'm going to be just mentioning a couple of verses from there. But he looked out his window, probably outside of his palace, and he looked at the vineyard of one of his neighbors. And then he coveted it, and he wanted it. And it was a vineyard, but he wanted to transform it into a vegetable garden, just because he wanted to. So he goes to Naboth, the owner of the vineyard, and then he offers money. He even offers a better vineyard in exchange for his vineyard. But Naboth, because this was his inheritance passed on from his family on, he said, I'm not going to give you my family's inheritance. Mm-hmm. So the Bible says that Ahab, in 1 Kings 21, verse 4, he went into his house sullen and displeased. And I had to look this word sullen. It means resentfully silent. And so he went resentfully silent to his home, very displeased because what Naboth responded to him. Now, what he did when he got to his house, the Bible says in that verse 4, that he went into his house and he lay down in his bed. See, he's laying down, he turned his face away, and he would not eat food. You see, maybe we see the picture of a child here, okay? And she's just trying to draw some attention because sure enough, his wife is going to ask him, what's going on with you that you are not eating, that you are so resentful and quiet? What's wrong with you? And then sure enough, he tells him, well, I went to Naboth, asked for his vineyard. He will not sell it to me or exchange it for something better, and this is why I'm not eating. I'm upset. So we see the response of his wife, and this is the words that I want to emphasize, okay? But the wife responded, Jezebel said to him, I'm in verse 7, you now exercise authority over Israel. Notice this word, arise. She told him to arise. Okay, arise, eat food, and let your heart be cheerful. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. Now, the rest of the story, we know she hires false witnesses that witness against Naboth, and Naboth is killed. But this is considered murder. You see, the answer of this woman is murder. You see, sometimes it makes me wonder if idols were good. Why did they not advise Jezebel to do the right thing? You see, Baal just is not God's standards of worship, of morals, excuse me. It's a different standard of worship, of morals. But the word I want to emphasize is the word arise. Mm-hmm. She told him to arise. Now, real quick, who is speaking here? An evil woman is telling him to arise. Mm-hmm. Now, to do what? Arise to eat and be cheerful. Okay? For what purpose? Because I will give you what you desire. I will give you that vineyard. So arise, eat, and be cheerful. Don't worry about it because I'm going to give you what you desire. I'm going to give you what you want. I'm going to give you what you lost after. I'm going to give you what you're coveting. Why? By means of murder. So he arose. Okay? You see, he followed her lead. Now, this happened about 500 years before Christ. Now, I'm going to move fast forward about maybe 60 years after Christ. Now, we're going to see the same word arise. And now, if you look in your Bible, you're going to see the word arise in many different places in the Scriptures. For instance, Jonah was told to arise and go to Nineveh. Elijah was told to arise and go to Sarepta, to the widow of Sidon. But now look at, in Acts chapter 22, it's about maybe 60 years old. It's a rough guess on the spot that I'm doing here. But we're going to see Paul give an account before the Jewish men, his brethren in the flesh, explaining why he's doing what he's doing. Okay? And then we see that he's going to Damascus. He tells the story that when he went to Damascus, this shining light at noon shone so hard that he dropped to the ground and he could not see. And now by the Lord he was told. Then Paul said, Acts 22 verse 10. So I said, what should I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, arise and go to Damascus, and there you will be told all the things which are appointed for you to do. Now we read from Acts chapter 9 that Paul went into the house at Damascus, and he would not eat for 3 days. And he would not see either. He wasn't able to see. But this man, contrary to what King Ahab was doing, Paul was praying. You see, he went without eating as well, but he was praying. He was waiting for that answer. He was waiting for that vision. He had a vision that someone was going to come and put his hands on his face. I mean, he will recover his sight. He was waiting for that and praying. Now, this is where I want to emphasize and just draw the point, the conclusion. Now, I'm in Acts 22, verse 12. I'm going to read this. Then a certain man, Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good testimony with all the Jews who dwelt there, so he came to me, you know, and he stood and said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that hour, I looked up at him. Now, verse 14. Then he said, the God of our fathers has chosen you that you should know his will and see the just one and hear the voice of his mouth. For you will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, why are you waiting? And here's the word again. Arise. Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling upon the name of the Lord. Now, we compare both accounts. Now, who is he speaking in this time? Now, we know that Ananias, he's a devout man. He's a man with good testimony of the Jews. This is a godly man telling him to arise. You see the contrast? Now, to do what? To be baptized. Now, for what purpose are you going to be baptized? To wash away your sins. To get what you need instead of what you want. You see, Ahab was looking for what he wanted, but here Paul, he's receiving what he needed. Now, one way or another, and I'm going to draw this to a conclusion, one way or another, we're going to have to arise. Now, the question is, are we going to arise for what? To what purpose? To do what's wrong or to do what's right? Okay, so we see this example. So, who would you want to be? Who would you want to pay attention to? To Jezebel, or would you want to pay attention to Ananias? If you were to receive advice tonight, who would you rather want for you to tell you to arise and do what you need to do? I would say most likely Ananias, because he's a godly man. Now, and who would you like for you to be? Would you like to be like Saul, or would you like to be like King Ahab? Now, you see, both Paul and Ahab, they both had sins, but they both took a different approach to their sins. Okay, so if whatever your situation is tonight, think about the approach you are going to take, because it's going to matter for you know, the rest of your life. Think about which path are you going to go through if you have any sins or anything that is bothering you, any bad habit, any wrongdoing that you have committed, or whatever it is that might be bothering you tonight. Now, put instant gratification for later. Put sin for later. And do what you need to do first. And to get the remission of your sins, you need to confess Christ. You need to repent and be baptized. Now, if you're a Christian, you need to confess your sins. And you need to repent of your sins. If we can assist you tonight to make the right choice, if you need to do it tonight, please let us know while we stand and while we sing this song of invitation.